This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized opposition Democrats Tuesday for opening a wide-ranging investigation of him and his administration. The AP's Ed Donahue reports from Washington.
The congressional investigations are expanding, and the president calls it
presidential harassment.
President Trump says Democrats are focusing on him and not on issues like health care and infrastructure.
It's a disgrace to our country. I'm not surprised that it's happening. Basically, they've started the campaign.
In the Senate, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal wants to hear more from Donald Trump Jr. and Michael Cohen.
We need to continue our investigation, which was unfortunately short-circuited.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has a warning to Democrats. This kind of strategy might not work.
When we decided it was a good idea to impeach President Clinton, and his approval rating went up and ours went down.
President Trump is getting ready by beefing up his legal team. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says he will visit with survivors of violent tornadoes that killed 23 people in the southern state of Alabama on Friday. This comes as rescue
out at Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday. This after the House Democrats opened a wide-ranging investigation.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia, and so we'll be going to the area.
The victims range in age from 6 to 93. U.S. senators of both parties have endorsed a resolute American negotiating stance toward North Korea. This comes after last week's summit in Vietnam between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While declining to divulge specifics on the closed-door encounter, Senator Cory Gardner said, "We will continue to impose maximum pressure on the North Korean regime." This is VOA News. London's counterterrorism police say they had launched an investigation into who mailed three small bombs to two airports and a major rail station on Tuesday. No one was injured by the devices, one of which caused a small fire in an office building at Heathrow Airport. Similar packages were found at London's busiest rail station, Waterloo, and in an office at London City Airport in East London. UK security analyst Graham
Whittle. London area was temporarily suspended. Yemen and it
into the origin of the explosives packages because they have stamps from Dublin.
They look fairly unsophisticated at the moment. Counter-terror command will be investigating this. And I think they said already they're keeping an open mind on this. The fact they've got, I think, Dublin stamps or Dublin-originated postage stamps on them is one minor leap.
Reuters
pushed the Iranian-backed Houthis out of Yemen, accused the rebels of digging in by building trenches and reinforcing their military position.
On Tuesday, about staging strikes to help bring down the government. Meanwhile, disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he would defeat a crazed minority determined to destabilize the country.
Mientras una minoría alocada continúa con su odio, con su amargura.
These were Maduro's first public comments since opposition leader Guaido defied him by returning on Monday during a ceremony to commemorate the sixth anniversary of the death of his predecessor Hugo Chavez. Maduro called on supporters to attend anti-imperialist demonstrations on March 9th, coinciding with an opposition march announced by Guaido.
Demonstration on March 9th, coinciding with the opposition march announced by Guaido.
Tuesday, they were taking advantage of a pause in fighting with the U.S.-backed forces that have surrounded the last patch of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Officials with the Syrian Democratic Forces, Kurdish militias, and human rights monitors confirmed the exodus late Monday. South Sudan's president is calling on his people to refrain from revenge attacks as the country tries to move on from a brutal civil war. Speaking Tuesday in the town of Wo, Salva Kiir said that with a peace deal in place, people must try to reconcile and peacefully coexist. Senegal's constitutional court has declared President Macky Sall the winner of the February 24th election. The court said Tuesday Sall was re-elected with 58% of the vote. New Delhi, India, topped the list of the world's most polluted capital cities in 2018. That's according to two environmental monitoring groups on Tuesday. 15 of the world's 20 most polluted cities, are in India, according to one report. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.